morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, today we're going to be talking about a conference that's coming up here in just a few days, actually. But we want to tick off a few events off of our calendar before we introduce our special in-studio guest. Beginning this next week, on October the 26th, Artovino's Farmers Market is going to have a special market that celebrates Halloween and Day of the Dead. They're going to have sort of a safe atmosphere for kids, and they're also going to offer some fresh pumpkins and sort of make it sort of like a mini farmers market, I guess, with a theme.
There you go.
And Farmers Market is actually going to return to Artovino's beginning November the 2nd. They're going to offer a special winter-spring market that's going to be going on through April. And that's, again, beginning on November the 2nd. And those are kind of extended hours from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And are the Master Gardeners going to be involved in that at all?
No, we're actually done for the season, but we'll be back when the weather warms up.
For the fall.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be terrific. And then coming up at the Mountain View Market Co-op, they're going to be hosting a composting workshop, and I know that's a topic that's popular with a lot of our listeners. They're going to have theirs on November the 2nd, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You do need to register for this in advance, and there is a cost associated with it, but you can learn how to use free or low-cost resources to supply your soil with nutrition, beneficial microbes, etc., and you can learn all about it again on this workshop on November the 2nd, and you can find the information on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org, and you can also give us a call here at the radio station for more information. And now, without further delay, we're going to welcome back to Good to Grow John White, curator of the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens. Welcome back, John.
Thank you, Norma. Thank you, Denise.
Well, tell us about this Sun Country Landscape Conference that's coming up here on October the 31st.
Well, the Sun Country Landscape Conference is something we've held in the past. We hold it about every other year, and it's sponsored by the West Texas Urban Forestry Council, and El Paso definitely needs more trees, and the trees they do have, they need to know how to take care of them a lot better. So we have a conference, and I think we have a real good mix of speakers coming in for the conference. We have several out-of-town speakers and some local people, so we got kind of a mix, and we doing a little bit more tree-related type stuff, but there's also stuff about perennials and turf grass and, you know, some water conservation stuff. So we kind of got a mix of speakers, but it's kind of somewhat designed at the professional, but homeowners are more than welcome to come. You know, it's going to be a hopefully professional level type conference, and we have about 13 speakers, so it's a full day. It's out at the El Paso Water Utilities Tech H2O Center, way out on Montana there. There is a registration fee associated with it, and people do need to pre-register. They can go to the WTUFC.org website, which is West Texas Urban Forestry website, and the information on how to register and everything is on the site there. We also have a pruning workshop, pruning and climbing workshop. And this, again, is kind of geared at the professionals, but if a homeowner would like to come, they're more than welcome to do that. And that's on the day before. So the conference on the 31st, Tree-o-ween.
Tree-o-ween.
and then the printing workshop on the 30th. And the printing workshop will be in the morning. It's a half-day workshop. It's at the El Paso Garden Center on Grant Street. And Mr. Tim Johnson, who is the owner of Artistic Arborist out of Phoenix, is going to be doing the demonstration and workshop, and he's a longtime registered arborist and has helped written some of the national standards for arborists, and so he's going to be going over some of the equipment needed for climbing and some of the safety factors, and then talk about pruning, and then hopefully we'll go out to some of the trees right around there in the park area.
Yeah, I was wondering if he was going to be, actually climbing some of the larger trees there, and if he's gotten permission from the city to or is it climbing?
Stealth climbing.
Yeah. What about the pruning demonstration? Is he going to be doing those on some of the trees there as well?
Yeah, we'll be talking about some of them, and then I don't know if we'll actually be cutting on any because, again, parks would like it, but we'll talk about some of the things I'm printing, but it is a a good workshop, and Tim is very, very knowledgeable on, you know, pruning equipment and stuff. And, you know, for some of the professionals, tree care is one of the most dangerous professions, and almost ranks up with, you know, police officers and stuff like that, because there are all kinds of hazards looking for you.
And, electrical lines,
electrical
big
lines,
branches,
chainsaws, you know, branches, yeah, everything. And so Tim's going to be going over some of the things to, you know, keep workers a little bit safer around it, and how to use some of the equipment properly.
Is there a fee for this workshop on the 30th?
Yes, there's a workshop fee on the 30th of $40. And again, they can get some information on the website. They can call me if they would like to. My number is 575-640-7555. Or Oscar Mestis, and Oscar's at 915-834-5610. A lot of times people pay big money to go out of town, you know, to workshops and get their CEUs and stuff. So here's a chance for people in town to go to a quality workshop, you know, locally, so they don't have to spend motel nights and travel budgets and stuff like that. So
how big is that professional community here in El Paso? Because like you said, it's geared primarily towards professionals, but not necessarily the members. Interested members of the public can also attend. But, I mean, what is your focus group here? And actually, how big is that group here in El Paso or
our
in
group,
the region?
Our group is small compared to other cities. El Paso is still a little behind the ball as far as quality horticulture, gardening care. And our groups are smaller. You know, when I worked in Albuquerque, you'd have a conference, you might have 30 landscape architects. We might have 3 here. So, you know, the green industry is much, much bigger up north around Albuquerque, because there's a lot more interest in. We need to develop an interest in trees. Being a desert community, shade should be very important, and trees should be your most valuable plant in your landscape. So it's the one that's going to last the longest, give you the most value, so it should be one that you put the most money into and take care of it.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to do with this conference, is target people that take care of trees publicly, privately, and, you know, get information out to them, some of the new research information on how to care for trees. Oscar has been involved in a pilot project that is going on in El Paso, Las Cruces, Phoenix, and Albuquerque, that is a called iEco, and it's a study on, you know, what kind of cover we have, and look at some of the, you know, carbon sequestration and, you know, runoff prevention, things like that. And so when they do this, they've been out, they had 250 sites here in El Paso that they went out to, computer randomly picked 250 spots. So they went out and went to each one of the 250 spots and then
counted each and every single branch.
Yeah, kind of did a 30, yeah. I think a 32-foot circle, and then they counted every plant that fell within that 32-foot circle and inputted all the data. And then, you know, they've been back analyzing the information. So Oscar's going to give a report, as well as foresters from Arizona and New Mexico are going to give a report on what was found in their communities. And then there's one man from Phoenix Parks Department that's going to talk about how in Phoenix their Parks Department is going to take that information and put it to use in the city of Phoenix. So kind of give an example of how you can take that information and make it work in your town or in your city.
So apply it.
Right.
Apply that information.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I want to go back, John, to talking about the number of landscape professionals that we have in our area. We do know that there's a lot of maintenance trucks, a lot of maintenance companies, if you will, on there. And I think what the benefit for our conference at this caliber is really to draw in those folks that are wanting to know more, give them that opportunity. It's going to be in their own backyard to be able to understand and have more of a comprehensive view of what's involved in tree care. And because it is the largest regional conference in our area, I think that's very important, especially for a city of our size.
Right.
So I say even we are offering a lot of continuing education units for professionals on that. But if there's folks out there that are looking to get on that track, I think this is a great opportunity to go ahead and start with that, because all of that guesswork has been taken out because we're bringing the speakers to you.
Right. And, you know, professional is kind of a loose definition. people define it differently. You know, professional would be somebody that I think would, you know, keep up with the latest information. Mm-hmm. And I know from going to different conferences, I don't see a lot of local people at them. Just because you've done something for 20 years doesn't mean that it's been done right.
Because,
right.
I mean,
or
you
you've gained any professional, anything new.
Yeah, you can right. drive across any neighborhood in El Paso at any time and you're going to find somebody with a landscape company, I put that in quotation marks, you know, we pull weeds, we prune trees, we mow grass. And, you know, they usually leave flyers or cards in your door or in your patio. And obviously, these are people who probably have no training, but they're making a living. And a lot of them obviously probably come from Mexico. So I'm wondering if you're maybe making, if there's any sort of an effort to maybe reach out to those people who may, you know, just sort of be running their own business just to make a buck, not necessarily because and they didn't, you know, go to school to study this. This is just something that they decided to make a business out of. I mean, are you making an effort to maybe reach out to those pickup truck gardeners?
We're trying. I mean, we've got, you know, they're hard to locate because they're stealth mode. They're under the radar. They hit and run. So, you know, like you said, they pull up on a weekend and they'll put some flyers out and you never can really catch them. You know, again, back to the professional part is that when you tell one of these guys it's going to cost them $75 to go to this conference, they're going to go, well, I can make, you know, this and this if I stayed and worked.
Yeah.
You know, so it's hard to get them to actually come and attend a conference. And it would be good for them, but it's just, you know, again, the professionalism and having the interest to learn more and be the best at what you're doing rather than just out doing work. So it's, you know, some look at it as just, you know, labor, making money, but not trying to make it a business mm-hmm. and a professional business. People that do come to the conference hopefully will, you know, come back with a higher level of education out of it. And, you know, if they are kind of new to it, hopefully it'll whet their appetite to go learn more and attend more conferences and stuff and start learning more about it, because there's a lot of information out, and it's not simply, you know, cutting a limb off. You got to know why you did it and what the reaction in the tree is when you cut a limb off. We have companies that go around with trucks saying, we top trees. That's the person you need to stay away from.
Right. Or maybe that's the person you need to.
Yeah, that's the person that needs to come, but that's the person you do not want to hire, because we do not top trees.
The Sun Country Landscape Conference is going to be taking place October 31st, and that's going to be at the Tech H2O Center on Montana on the east side of town. You can register for that online at WTUFC.org. That's the West Texas Urban Forestry Council. You can also call John White for more information. His number is 575-640-7555. 55. And don't forget, there is another workshop, a pruning and climbing workshop happening at the El Paso Garden Center the day before on October the 31st. And again, if you have any questions, you can find the information also on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. Well, John White, curator of the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens, welcome back to Good to Grow, and hopefully we'll have you back for another.
Well, thank you very much, Norma. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you so much for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.